time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. A lot of lay people that end up with a disease, they start studying that disease and that condition until they know as much about that individual condition. And oftentimes they're ridiculed because they don't have a degree in medicine. But yet you get someone like Suzanne Summers, who had breast cancer and has studied stem cells and the stem cells from fat and how to regrow her breast and how to deal with the cancer. It's really made a big difference. She's become quite an expert in alternative health and cancer.
My sister-in-law was diagnosed with brain cancer. She has two tumors in her head, and they operated on her. They removed, they said, most of one tumor, and they said the other tumor was benign, and they said she has like a 95% cure rate with just radiation to the one tumor. And they're going to use radiation or chemo, and can they lie to you?
That's a good question. You know, can they lie to you? I think it happens all the time. I don't think they can do it on purpose. I think a lot of doctors really think that what they're telling you is the truth. I mean, to say 95% cure rate, that's pretty radical. That's a very high cure rate. Now, was that with the radiation alone or with radiation and chemo? It's very difficult for chemo to get to the brain. It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier very well. Radiation, it's very difficult because depending upon what machines they're using is how much radiation spills over into other parts of the brain and can cause serious side effects either in your speech or in your gait and how you walk, neural nerves and how you control them. But to say 95% cure rate, that would be pretty high. And, you know, depending upon the type of cancer, is how aggressive it is. So I'd almost need to know what they said on that. Certainly, you can make up for the chemo and the radiation by doing natural therapies. And to make up for the radiation, what you would take is spirulina and chlorella, or either or. I like spirulina. There's been a lot of research on taking spirulina for radiation. And the research came out of Russia during the Chernobyl nuclear plant that was messed up and leaking radiation. And they found that the people taking the spirulina, and it's used quite a bit, did not succumb to radiation poisoning. So if she does do the radiation, and it sounds like for a 95% cure rate, again, I'd want to talk to the doctor and find out what are the side effects, how bad could it be. I would definitely consider doing that as long as I was taking at least the spirulina and then other things like CQ10, lipoic acid, resveratrol, and that they can get in Prime Longevity. Prime Longevity has all of that in, and you can go to primelongevity.com. And you can scroll down and you'll see the entire ingredient list, and it has everything in it. Now, another thing that I would do with brain cancer is CBD oil or copaiba oil. And that comes from a Brazilian tree, and it has the same CBD receptors and the cannabidiols in the brain and in the body's immune system. So there's those oils that you can take. Another way of getting that in that all the research shows very positive is if someone is in a state where they can buy very high-grade marijuana, then what you would do is take maybe three buds and take one bud and chop it very, very fine, and then mix it with a little yogurt or something, and then eat it. This way you're not making a tea, and you're not cooking it, and you're not smoking it, because it's when you do the cooking and the heating of it that changes the THC to get you high. When you don't cook it, when you just eat it, you won't get high, but you'll get the beneficial effects of it. And they've found, especially for brain cancer, that it could be very effective in brain cancer. So I would have her take one bud 3 times a day. Again, don't cook it, don't heat it in any way. And that has been phenomenal for brain cancers. And again, CBD oil can come from the hemp, or it can come from this Brazilian tree, copaiba. That would be something that they would use for that. You might suggest that to her.
She's not very receptive to alternative methods.
And oftentimes you'll find, there's an expression that I say quite often, is that many times we want more for our loved ones than they want for themselves. So if she's into her doctor, let her do the chemo and let her do the radiation and see what happens. Oftentimes people will turn to the alternative as a last resort because all of that stuff that they believed in from their doctor just ends up not working.
I've lost 2 loved ones to cancer, and men have been curing cancer since the early 1900s.
Absolutely.
I read an article where the FDA is trying to make a shortage of vitamin C IVs.
The FDA, we now know, originally when the FDA was created, the customer of the FDA was the public, helping the public. Recently, within the past 10 years, and they've actually stated this, that the customer now is no longer the public, but the pharmaceutical companies. It seems like they don't care that much about the public. They want to just keep alternative health out of the public domain. Another thing that's happening, censorship. And they're now censoring things in alternative medicine. And they're certainly censoring everything on vaccines. And they don't want, they want to now be the censor. It's like book burning. They're determining which book to be able to print or show, and it's now becoming more and more difficult. You can't find certain documentaries like Vaxxed and vaccine documentaries. You can't get books anymore on certain vaccines. So they're going after them more and more, and the FDA, because they're the ones saying that it's okay. So now you have Google and Amazon and all of these acting as censorship. And that's really, I just think it's the antithesis of the American way. To me, let's make sure that we give out the information. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. It looks like Veronica Marquez is on the line. Let's go to Veronica.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I want everyone to know that Kangen is alive and well all over the world. If they go to imagic.com, we're in 32 countries.
Kangen water is one of these new alkaline water machines. It seems to be like now in the last, 10, 12 years, alkaline water has become quite the rave. The Kangen water machine by Enagic seems to have been at the forefront.
It's actually a 40-year-old company out of Japan. The technology was actually German, and the Japanese bought it. They're the best. I mean, Japanese technology.
Germany has been in the forefront of electrical medicine, I know, with ozone and electrification of the blood. Yes. And even water machines. Their technology has been bar none, some of the top in the world. And then, of course, Japan,
absolutely.
They buy technologies from all over the world. And then because of their ingenuity, they enhance the technology quite a bit. So talk to me about some of these machines.
Well, the alkaline water is a way for your body to basically detox. It won't actually change your pH because pH, as you know, is very complicated. A lot of people think that the alkaline water does change the pH, but what it does is allows your body to rid itself of toxins, almost like an antioxidant. So you're getting hydrated at a cellular level. It's able to clean out those toxins, which is huge, really huge. There's a lot of machines out that claim to do a lot of the same things, and maybe for a year or two they will. But after a while, those machines give out. I've had quite a few clients come back to me and say, you know, I bought the cheaper version, but boy, regret it. The test of time. It doesn't prove the test of time.
Right.
Those machines give out. And if people really understood their machine and appreciated it, they would be using every facet of the pH waters. And that's what we talk about at the demonstration, how you can use every facet of all the waters from your machine, like taking out pesticides from your vegetables, using it in your washer. The high pH, 11.5, using it in your washer is doing the same thing as these soaps that you use to soften the water. It breaks down the water to where it's very soft. A lot of people that use their machine in their washer, that's all they use without soap. So there's so many uses for this machine. If people would just appreciate it, get on enagic.com, websites, YouTubes. They have a lot of videos on how to use your machine, your SD501. That's our flagship product. The inside of the machine you can see on enagic.com. You can see the factory and what they do there. There are so many videos out there that I ask people to just educate yourself. You bought this machine for yourself. Educate yourself on the uses. You never have to carry another jug of water from the store. You'll always have your water machine. The oldest machine that I know of, and of course this person's taking care of it, is 34 years old.
Oh, my.
My machine is 07. I bought my machine. As long as you're cleaning it and taking care of it, there's no problems with it. So if you learn to use your machine the way it's meant to be used, you will love it. You can put 11.5 in a spray bottle and clean all your kitchen appliances. There's just so much you can do with this machine. You wouldn't have to buy a lot of the cleansers that we buy, a lot of the detergents that we buy. And if people would just look on YouTube and see what plastics are doing to them, oh my goodness.
Someone just wrote online to give out the website again and spell that so they know how to look it up on the website.
Sure. Enagic.
Enagic.com. And there's all kinds of experiments where they can actually see with their own eyes what's happening with the water.
Well, showing the different pHs of the water, how it takes out pesticides out of food. And that's just the beginning. This demo hasn't changed in the whole time I've been in the company. It started here in the United States in 2003. I came in 2007. The demo really hasn't changed because it works.
Right.
It shows you exactly what can be this with this machine. So not only how it can make tea without boiling your water, how you can actually see the difference between bottled water and Kangen water, the pH. Most bottled water is acidic, very acidic, so you're drinking it and it's not good for you. Plus the fact that the plastics are being released into your body.
Right.
And if they were using the machine the way they should, because they have it, they wouldn't have to buy a lot of these cleansers, a lot of these things that are chemical-based that people do buy.
I know that people with serious health conditions are the ones that most often buy these water machines because they're finding the research out there because of the higher alkaline water that it's really producing profound effects on people's health, cancer, arthritis, inflammatory conditions. And their conditions improved, their pains went away, they're sleeping better at night.
I hear it all the time from my customers and from the Enagic community.
Right. You can't say that the water is going to do X, Y, Z. You're not allowed to say that any of these alkaline waters will cure anything. But yet the anecdotal information out there is people will tell you, God, I'm using this water and my arthritis pains don't hurt anymore. Now, they're not saying that the water did that, But people can draw their own conclusions, you know, on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for doing this. Thank you. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Let's talk to Dr. Hannah Solomon. Are you there?
Hello, hello. Good day to everybody.
Good day to you, and thank you for joining us. Also, you're the inventor of the NasoPure, and for those that don't know, the NasoPure is similar to what's called a neti pot, and I say similar only in the fact that they both clean the nose, but they're radically different in the position of your head and how that water gets introduced into your nose. It's really different, and we'll have Dr. Hannah talk about that. She is a pediatrician, which means you've probably been dealing with runny noses in your practice for how long have you been in practice now?
More than 30 years, and I am the snot nose expert.
Isn't that something
to be? It is true. Most kids that go to their pediatrician, if they're not coming for a well child, almost all of them, or a rash, all the others are coming in for some issue that began in their nose,
right?
Whether it's an ear infection or a sinus infection or even an asthma exacerbation. All of those issues begin in the nose.
Absolutely. And think of that. We all breathe. I mean, we can't get by without our nose, and breathing is essential.
You know how much we breathe every day? 10,000 liters of air.
Oh, my gosh.
Through your nose every single day, breathing through the nose. We are made to breathe through the nose, and if you're breathing through the mouth, you're going to get in trouble. Breathing through the nose is critical because it filters, it warms, and it moisturizes the air we breathe so that our lungs can receive clean air. Your nose, as I said, breathes 10,000 liters of air a day. And in this world of allergies, toxins, pollution, bog, which is volcano stuff in the islands, and the list goes on, all of that goes through your nose. And I think from a common sense perspective, you don't have to be a medical doctor, you don't have to be an author, or a pediatrician to understand, if a filter is working so hard, doesn't it deserve a good cleaning? And we know, based on so many studies, that nasal washing is safe, it is effective, it reduces the amount of symptoms, it reduces the amount of medications, and it definitely reduces the amount of surgeries. What happens is, well, we make a pint to a quart of mucus per day naturally and normally. And that mucus, part of it works to attract those particles, the particulate matter, the debris, the allergens, and then we either cough or swallow or spit it out. We get rid of it naturally. When you're exposed to all of that, your nose goes in overdrive. The hairs that are supposed to filter get clogged down with debris. The mucus gets thicker and non-effective. It doesn't flow. The tissues get swollen in an attempt to protect your lungs. Your turbinates increase, which is the folds inside your tissues in your nose. And you wind up breathing through your mouth, which is not good because it's not filtered, moisturized, etc. You mentioned the neti and how that's an old-fashioned teapot device that the Buddhist monks use to wash out their sinus cavities. And then we said, well, why wouldn't we wash our nose? We reviewed how important that was. And the answer to that question, from my experience for Americans, at least when I started this path 30 years ago and introduced nasal washing, was to figure out a comfortable nose wash, because most Americans said, there's no way I can do that. And to be honest, I couldn't do the neti. And how can I ask a two-year-old patient to wash their nose with a neti if I couldn't? Why couldn't I do it? And what I've learned about the neti since is that the neti actually introduces the particulate matter and the nose wash solution into your sinus cavity. And I am a believer that nobody should ever go into your sinus cavity, including yourself with your solution.
That's correct.
The NasoPure is different because it never enters the sinus cavity, and the physical comfortable effects of that is that it, if you don't enter the sinus cavity and you wash correctly, it actually is a comfortable process. If I may be so bold to make an analogy with, if you have a bowel movement that is normal and not constipated, it actually feels good.
Yes.
To get rid of that. A good nose wash feels the same way. An uncomfortable technique or design of a nose wash is uncomfortable. And that's the answer of why don't we think of it? Well, finally, Americans are beginning to accept that nasal washing makes sense. It's just a matter of finding what works for them.
I know when I lived in India, and we did nasal washing all of the time with the neti pot, but you almost have to become a contortionist because you have to kind of twist your neck and your head and then let that water go in. And I know exactly what you mean, because the water would go in your sinuses. That's when you feel that almost like drowning effect, where with
drowning.
The NasoPure, you never experience that. So describe that, because you designed it differently, the way you hold it and the way your head gets to stay straight. Because that was the first thing I noticed about the difference. I didn't have to twist my head around.
I knew the path that our air takes when we breathe in through our nostrils. And anatomically, there is a clear path if you go straight back. If you point toward the back of your neck, not toward your eye. And everybody, most people, when they talk about nose washing or the nose, make the assumption that there's something that should go up the nose. And that is the difference. NasoPure never goes up anywhere. It follows the path of our natural air that we breathe. It causes a negative pressure at the sinus opening, which encourages natural draining of the sinuses, makes a U-turn at the back of the throat, and all the garbage is exited the opposite nostril. It doesn't affect the ears like the neti. It doesn't cause that drowning sensation like the neti. And it does not cause, this is a common complaint of the neti, sometime after the neti use, you bend over to pick something up or tie your shoes, and this gush of water comes
out. Oh, yes.
Sometimes at inappropriate times.
Yes.
And the other discussion we should review, in addition to this, the technique, is what solution you use. If you don't use the right solution, it burns. If you don't use the correct solution, it's not effective. If you use the wrong solution, it could actually cause harm. And so at the end of the day, I have focused my world on, and my prime directive has always been, how do I get my two-year-old patients to wash comfortably so that they can stay well and use less drugs and avoid surgery? So a hypertonic, so it's super salty like the ocean, but it's super, super buffered to a pH of 8. And thank you for your conversation about an alkaline world earlier. We know alkaline is good in general, and my product is a pH of 8, and studies show that this mix does the following. It removes 80% of the allergens, it shrinks swollen membranes, It thins the thick, sticky secretions. It improves the mucociliary transit time, the little hairs filtering by 17%. I think I already said it augments healing, and it kills germs. It just makes sense to use a salty but very, very buffer to get the best results.
I know that little packet and that's the correct instructions on how to mix it so that people can use that, and it comes with it. So you've made it very, very easy. And the other thing is, it really becomes something simple for kids to use, and they actually request that from their parents after a while. That's
it's
something,
true.
You know, when kids request something, you know it's working.
I actually, thank you for mentioning that. I was recently at a show, and I met a woman, and we videotaped her remarks, and she said exactly that, doctor, that her kids request it. It's a common thing. I know that it's hard for some people to imagine, but if you're a child or an adult and you cannot breathe through your nose, the medicines you take cause either jitteriness, high blood pressure, sleepiness, thickened mucus. It doesn't address the issue. And as we both learned in medical school, you always should address the initiating issue before you simply put a Band-Aid on it.
Exactly.
That is the art of medicine.
People don't realize how something as simple as cleaning your nose can reduce whether they have headaches or lung infections or asthma or COPD, and they have this chronic sinus infections. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, a pediatrician who is the inventor of the NasoPure, which is by far probably the best nose cleaning device on the market. It's very easy.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, and she's been dealing with noses, and she's a pediatrician. You know, when you have found that a kid can actively take a control over their own health, that must really give you a lot of joy, and you feel good about what you've created.
It does fill my heart. The little girl on one of my packages, I think it's called the Little Squirt, she is now a older teenager, and she's a neighbor. She was my patient forever, and she's going to go to med school. And a crazy go-getter kind of kid. And ever since she was three, when I met her, two, she said, I want to be a doctor, and has stayed focused. And my point is that I have gone down this path one person, one nose, one human at a time, and I still have those relationships. And I would love to discuss for a minute, we mentioned it previously, when somebody doesn't breathe through their nose, in addition to all the issues you mentioned, doctor, we didn't talk about snoring, and we didn't talk about swallowing all that extra mucus and how it causes fatigue, headache. If you're not sleeping well because you're congested and snoring, you wait, and this is for children and adults, you don't do as well at school or at work. You're more irritable. Because you're tired, you tend to eat more and irrationally rather than in a healthy way. And then children will not do well in school. They'll complain of headaches, their sore throats, earaches. So I wanted to mention that breathing through the nose affects you in every single aspect of your life. And from what I've learned is that you have to listen to the person's issues and then go where they are and take them slowly and open their minds to the possibility of nose washing. Example, with a 7-year-old who you're going to teach how to wash their nose for the first time, as you were discussing, we empower children. So you make a game of it. If you're a teenage boy and you cannot breathe, you're one of these kids who's a mouth breather and is always snotty, that will really affect their breath and what's important to them at that age. So you have to go to the person's issues, get to where they are on the same page with them, and then slowly together find a way, a solution that makes sense, that's natural, that will not harm them. And isn't that our oath? First, do no harm. The only reason I know as much as I know is because I really do take the time and listen to the folks and then try to get follow-ups from them so that I can learn what worked for them.
Exactly.
So as a community, we're educating each other.
That, again, is so important, because what you're talking about is education. Education is the key. It's not just do what I say and take what I tell you. It's the education, so the person has the aha moment and they go, oh yeah, now I get it. And so now all of a sudden when they have that, that knowledge is incorporated into their being for the rest of their life. You know, they're able to recognize that. And from then on, they use that information.
That's right. And my book, Clearing the Air One Nose at a Time, the first part reviews the anatomy of written in plain English, drawings by hand by me. The next part is how your nose works. The next part is comparing all the nose washes in the market and how they work differently. And then the second half of the book reviews all the issues regarding children and age-specific instructions for the 2 to 4 year old versus the 7 to 9 year old. And then there's a section on seniors, et cetera. So that book does what you just said. It empowers people with information so they can understand what they are experiencing so they can make good choices moving forward, hopefully to avoid a surgery or antibiotic or symptoms.
I know they can come to our store. We carry the NasoPure and the book. You can get those from us, 7040 North Mesa. And our telephone number is 915-833-0222. But is there a website that they can go to, Dr. Hannah?
Yes, they could go to NasoPure, NasoPure.com. All my articles are there. And there's a YouTube channel, NasoPure, with a lot of videos. I personally believe in visuals. I enjoy watching videos instead of reading articles if possible, and I think most people learn best through visuals. We have been accumulating and in the midst of uploading as many visuals as we can to help folks understand their own nose.
So your YouTube channel...
It's called NasoPure.
Okay, good. And then the website is also nasopure.com.
That is correct.
I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon. She's a very knowledgeable person, probably one of the most knowledgeable in the world about allergies and nose washing and this the whole idea of using natural alternative that instead of reaching for drugs. I know you mentioned a lot of these allergy medication, and they all contain pseudoephedrine in it or some forms of ephedrine, which can be very... harsh on your adrenal glands and really make you this jittery that you mentioned, where when you learn a natural approach where you're just cleaning the nose and you're doing it in such an appropriate position, because again, how you use the NasoPure is very different than how you use the neti pot and the way it's designed. Can you talk a little about that? It really does make a difference on
that. Yes. With the neti pot, it's like a teapot, and you bend at your waist, you twist your neck, and you pour the solution into your nose and into your sinus cavity and into your inner ear, your eustachian tube. That's how the neti works. There's other systems on the market that's a squeeze bottle, but it points upward, and that is similar, but it's now under pressure and not just gravity driven. My NasoPure flushes along the nasal floor in the same pathway as your air, nothing blocking it, makes a natural vacuum of the sinuses, encourages that snot to drain out, makes a U-turn and exits. I learned by accident this is the comfortable way, mostly from my patients, my two-year-olds, by getting their feedback. It winds up that because of the natural drainage of the sinuses, over the years I've collected enough case studies where, here's a common story, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Person is totally infected with a sinus infection. I'm not talking about a little cold. I'm not talking about a little green snot for 2 days. I'm talking about thick green mucus for more than a week or 10 days with a fever, with a headache, sick. If you begin to wash with NasoPure and follow the instructions, on about the third day, patients have told me repeatedly, the sinus blockage finally gets loose enough and a big old plug comes out and they feel a release. And from that point on, they're better and better and better. And there's a study looking at several thousand documented sinus infection patients with true infections. They split the group in two. Half were treated with the traditional antibiotics, which are super bad for you most of the time. And the other half were treating with a nasal wash. 80% of the nose washers, 80% were perfect in 6 weeks without
drugs. That's huge. That's a huge percentage.
And if you use sort of your common sense, if you take that study, oh, and there's other studies, you don't have to wait to be so sick before you start washing. And there are studies looking, for example, at children who are allergic during a certain season. Again, they took half that did nose irrigation, the other half used their usual allergy medications. Again, the majority of the nose washing kids didn't use as many drugs. Why are we giving our children steroids?
Oh, yes.
To sit on top of a swollen mucosa that doesn't go very far up, and it's sitting on top of mucus. And the steroids are more than $100 for half of an ounce. I have gone to those companies before I started my company, and I said, you know, I won't say the name of the drug, your drug would go much further and be more effective if you could first clean the membranes and then add the drug if still needed.
Oh, wow. What'd they say?
But their response is, we can't make any money doing that.
Yeah, right. Again, it's always based on the money. It's not on the health or the appropriateness. It's always the pocketbook first. There's certain doctors like yourself, not a high percentage, but more and more as the years go on, that are taking it upon themselves to learn the alternative techniques that are so much more natural and balanced. And you guys have really made a difference in the delivery of healthcare throughout the country. And I'm really proud of that. It's really made a difference, even secondary and tertiary. Someone that you may have not seen, they talk to a friend of theirs who talked to a friend, and they learned about it and they use it. And again, you never had contact with them. And we'll be back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, so stick around. Don't go away.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, who's the inventor of the NasoPure nasal wash system. No question about it. I think it's the best on the market. I've used it in my practice for many, many years, and it's at the store, whether it's children or teenagers or adults. It's made all the difference in people's lives.
I wanted to share the fact that ever since my product left my basement, I used to put the product together myself in my basement, it's always been assembled by adults with disabilities in my neighborhood, and the bottle has always been manufactured in the United States. And those two things, to me, are important. And it wasn't all about the profit. We were talking about that. So even in this little path of mine, I still was true to that oath of doing the right thing. And so I'm proud of employing folks assembling my product. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Keep it in America. I like that. America products.
Did you hear of study looking at people during cold and flu season? During that season, the folks that washed got sick less often. Surprise.
Well, that would only make sense. I mean, it just, you're washing out the toxins out of your nostril. Your sinuses are designed very specifically as one of the first lines of defense. So when you keep those clean, it makes all the difference in the world. So, that would only make sense to me.
Yes. The thing that's so, to me, humorous about that, it's good that we do studies. I'm thrilled. But sometimes I feel like Western medicine is about 20 years behind common knowledge.
Well, think of it. How long has been nasal washing been used? I mean, listen, I learned about it in India when I was living in a temple in the Himalaya Mountains. But think of it in Egypt and Greece. And how long, I think it's been written about for thousands of years. You know, it's not a new thing.
I talk about that in the book a little bit. It's been thousands. I wouldn't be brave enough to give you an exact number, but several thousands. And it's common sense. You know, everybody remembers grandma telling you to sniff salt water or put your head under the towel over a pot of boiling water. Why? Because they knew that salt water is so healing.
Right.
The issue was, how do we make it so comfortable that even Americans will use it? Because Americans are unique in that we tend to not want to be troubled with something new, a hassle. We'd rather pop a pill.
Because what you're using is the same kind of a salt solution that equals that of the ocean. And a lot of people don't realize is that our plasma, which is the water part of our blood, is almost exactly like ocean water. So,
you control the pressure and the flow of the water going in. And maybe even more importantly, there is so much buffering in that high, high salt concentration that it won't burn.
When you hold the water bottle, it's designed to hold it straight in front of you. You mentioned there's no angle like with the neti pot. You have it straight, and when you squeeze, there's a little angle towards the nose. It's going straight in and then making that U-turn and coming out your nose. You designed it that way on purpose then.
Yes, because when you point straight back, it feels good. When you point upward, you irritate the olfactory nerves, you force solution into your sinus cavity. And for those folks who don't know anatomy, the sinus cavity is an open space within your skull. You can imagine it's like a cave, a bony cave, but there's one tiny window in the cave, and it's way up high in your sinus opening. That's what gets filled with mucus when you get a sinus infection. If you keep the doorway clear to the sinus cavity, the little hairs inside the sinus cavity sweep that mucus out every day, all the time. So cleaning the nose and cleaning that sinus doorway actually keeps the sinuses healthier, but we don't enter the sinus cavity.
We've got about 2 minutes left. So what would you like to tell people?
Okay. If you are not breathing through your nose easily, or if you're using medications for your nose, your ears, or your sinus, or your asthma, or you're snoring, or your postnasal drip, or your dry reactive cough, I would propose that you consider something that can do no harm and can actually help you. And it's as simple as washing your filter. And I love to talk noses, and I invite anybody to contact me if they have any questions. I promise if they go and get one at your store or somewhere, if they read the instructions and they try it, they will love it.
Absolutely. Dr. Hannah, I want to say thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this great information. I really want to say thank you again for all that you've done and for all that you continue to do.
And I wish everybody well and enjoy this moment.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning from Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.